The rumbling railroad track that used to pass through Žižkov in Prague was completely natural to the gritty but chic image of the 19th century proletariat quarter. The main western entrance to Žižkov was arched by three foreboding railway bridges, and the noisy, spray-painted cars passed alongside Vítkov Hill en route to the cargo station. 4 years ago, the trains were still rattling the plaster off that lower end of the neighborhood, just as they had been since the late Industrial Revolution. And then the route was cancelled for a higher-capacity alternative. What remains is one of the most peculiar places for a stroll in all of Prague. Ostensibly a bicycle path, the newly paved track offers a look at a side of the city that might as well have been buried for decades. To take in some of the interesting sights and hear about their history, I went for a walk along the track with lifelong local Pavel Trojan, who runs the website Žižkov.info. Sitting in his café, surrounded by maps and pictures of the quarter's older glory, he offered a memory of the railway track shared by many a local.
Actually, I remember coming to one of the most popular pubs around, which is the pub U Bystrého Voka, coming there from the high school a few times a month. You were sitting outside of the pub. There's a beautiful like pub garden, and the trains were coming regularly, I don't know, once 20 minutes, which was pretty nice. And this, the railway is pretty old. It was built at the year 1872, and that was, first of all, the railway from Prague to the city of Kralupy, and then it ended in Turnov. So it was like the way to the north. That time, it was the way from Austro-Hungarian Empire, close to the border with Prussia.
We're standing behind the famous pub U Bystrého Oka, or at the shout-out eye, where there's always been some bas-relief sculptures here on the side, some kind of very strange avant-garde Czech art, but now they've added to the back of the building as well to take advantage of the popularity of this new...
Yes, actually this pub, or the design of this pub, it's a work of Martin Velíšek. And this, since it was it open from this side where we stand now, which means from the former railway, they just designed it a little bit like more on the facade. So this is what you see from here is a few friends all together. It's like Jimi Hendrix, Václav Havel. I don't know who else. I can't see that.
In relief, sculpted on the side of the building. But everything that has anything to do with this pub is about the Hussites.
Oh yeah. That's why.
Important to note.
That's why what you can see here, like from the side of the cycle path, that is Jan Žižka on the bicycle.
On a bicycle, appropriately.
Yeah, right. And what is over here? That's what I suppose is the Emperor Sigmund actually lost the battle.
Who was defeated here at this hill, right?
Probably at a skateboard. Look at him.
Starting at the more remote end of the cycle path in Vysočany, you will soon see one of its oddest offerings. The Vítkov track is probably the only cycle path in Europe to run through an old railway tunnel. Shortly past that is another relic, an old footbridge leading over the track. Once it allowed young athletes from the Sokol Gymnasium on the one side to access a tennis court on the other side, but now it's just one more antiquated architectural adornment of the path, another being the characteristic terraces on the residential buildings. The architecture of working-class 19th century Žižkov is typically embellished and beautiful from the street and pragmatic and humble from the back, where the cycle path offers unparalleled views.
What can you see? Actually, that's called in Czech pavlač. You would call it in English probably terrace.
Terraces, yeah.
Terraces. Some people think that this is something very, very special and unique in Žižkov, but you can find a lot of such terraces in Nusle, in Vršovice. These flats, they usually had around 20 square meters, which means that there was no toilet in it. And the toilet was one for example, three families or four families on one floor. And so the floor was part of social life. People had to go, I don't know, every 30 minutes or 1 hour, 2 hours out, and then they were just talking to their neighbors. What is funny that you had to live with the others, which means that you could, you know, you could be in fight, but not for a long time. That is what we don't know today. Today, some parts of Prague are kind of ghettos. You don't know your neighbors, and you don't want to know them.
And you can see lots of these pavlači all along this cycle path. And at this one where we're standing right now, the local Green Party has planted a number of, well, it's an herb garden, isn't it? And it's some kind of mild protest.
It is. The Green Party here in this district in Žižkov, it's I would say pretty unique, because they really show the locals that we have a lot of green around, but it doesn't have to be like this in a few years. So there is some kind of need to fight a little bit and to show the locals that still the developing of this place is just starting.
Now, this place that we've come to right now, I think, has become one of the most interesting points where you can stand in all of the city of Prague.
Absolutely.
We're standing on top of the old green steel rail bridge, where there's absolutely beautiful views of these old first buildings that were built in Žižkov, as you said. It's a bit noisy because you have the rather dirty Husitska Street beneath it, but the architecture is absolutely fabulous, and you get a completely different perspective of the borough here, don't you?
This is probably the most beautiful place in the cycle path, which was opened. There was one more bridge here, about 50 meters the way to the city center, but that one wasn't so nice, and it got torn down.
Yeah. Some of these buildings are really very peculiar and very beautiful. This one here is a Cubist building.
Yes, that is right. These buildings are really from the end of the 19th century. Look at the tower. This is just beautiful architecture. If that would be in Vinohrady, everybody would be like, wow. But because this is Žižkov, and you don't usually come here for walks, if you don't come from this part of the city, you don't know that. Yeah, they're beautiful. The architecture of some of the buildings is really nice.
And to the left here, right now we're standing on top of the road. If we go a couple of meters down, then to the left here, there's a very strange anomaly. There's a very long set of steps going up from Husitska Street, from a walled-off facade that's covered in graffiti, and then they go up through this wasteland that was maybe once a garden and now it's just full of rubble, and they go up to the door of a building that's apparently locked from this side. Do you know anything about this paradox here?
Well, I cannot tell you what kind of history is here. I just know that the entrance to the building is from the other side, so these stairs probably came to be not so useful anymore, I would say definitely 40 or 50 years ago, and this is the Žižkov jungle. So come to see the only Žižkov jungle, I call it like this. But let me show you something on the other side. See, there is a chimney. That is strange, because once you see a chimney in Prague, that is usually brewery. Not here. You see the letter Z, I don't know how to pronounce that in English. So the letter Z, that means that it belongs really to Žižkov, and it was public building. That was the Žižkov spa.
Spa?
Yes.
There was a spa here.
You know why? Because people in that little flat just didn't have their own, you know, bathrooms.
So they would come to this building to bathe.
Yes. And not only that, was the spa with everything what you might know from today's Kalojvary. So there was some, you know, also treatments. And Franz Josef also came here once. That was the beginning of 20th century. As far as I remember, that was 1903 or 1905. Got here and had a bath too.
I'd just like to mention this one additional view here towards the end of of the track, where there's these buildings that creep up right up to the edge of the cycle track, and
they give almost this kind of like post-apocalyptic feeling here. It's very strange. It's kind of like there's very few people on this cycle track most of the time, and these buildings just hover very, very high. Much more. Yep. Most buildings in Prague are 4 to 5 stories high. These are 7. And so this is really one of the only places in Prague, really, where you can see 7-story 19th century buildings, which almost seem like 19th century skyscrapers, kind of from this point of view, where you're standing at the very foot of them. And most of them haven't been, or several of them haven't been repaired, so they're still peeling, and altogether it creates an absolutely remarkable atmosphere.
But you know why? If you look from the other side, or if you look at the map, you will see that the street is actually much higher, about 2 levels higher than what you can see from here. So that is that was the fight by the architects. That was the fight with the terrain. In Žižkov, you can see a lot of stairs. That's also some kind of fight of the architects with the fact that Žižkov is a valley.